Blog Talk Radio. Definitely. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is CCTI. Unfortunately, the school is on break this week, but you have been definitely listening to the wonderful sounds and music of just some reflection music. And so we definitely just thank God for that. And even if you are tuning in, we are just so excited that you are part of the Christian Counseling Training Institute. Let me just gather my thoughts for a minute as I'm just share with you. Right now, we are in the midst of a, I don't want to call it a pilot, but a pastoral and a biblical studies program. This is a whole year track from Unit 1 all the way to Unit 5. And at the end of this, in October, there will be a graduation. And this graduation will definitely take place. Well, it'll still be announced about the location, but the graduation is definitely going to take place for those who are going through that pastoral and biblical track. This is the first program since the last graduation, which I believe was in, was it 2014, if I'm not mistaken? I think it was 2014. We did our first graduation of CCTI, and we graduated everyone that was a part of CCTI since 1997, and we just wanted to do a big celebration, and we took that break off, and in 2015-16, we started back with a cross-training program, which talked about emotions, it talked about rejection, and then this year, just moving forward with this pastoral biblical studies track. The program is for those who are pastoring, or even if they desire to know what the pastoring is all about, there's classes that you can take. The biblical studies track is for those individuals who want to know more about the Bible. It is very intense, a lot of homework, a lot of testing. And as a result of that, it's almost as full-time as if you was attending one of the institutions of the world, like Harvard and Yale. However, we are doing this straight spiritually from the Bible. And I'm sorry, I'm Dr. Isaac. I am one of the board members as well as adjunct faculty and the founder, the CEO of the Christian Counseling Training Institute is Dr. Shawnette Horton. She is the founder, and she had a vision. Her vision was to put the Word of God, to provide a place where individuals can constantly learn the Word of God. A place for individuals just to wrap themselves in the knowledge. But it wasn't only designed for individuals to be a part of it and, obtain knowledge. It was also a deliverance piece to it. As you sat through the classes, as you sat through the courses, what you would find yourself is realizing that there were some things that, that spoke to your life, the innermost portions of who you are, your heart and your soul, and it was ministering to. And so that was the whole vision of CCTI. And once again, because God is very progressive in what he does, CCTI is expanding, and it's just expanding. And so this year we're offering a bachelor's, the graduation. They will, some will walk away with a bachelor's, some will walk away with a master's, others will walk away with a doctorate, I believe. Of course, the courses are tailor-made to what God is calling them. But we definitely thank God for that. And if you are interested in CCTI, feel free. You can email us at cctilamad. That's lamad@gmail.com. You can call us at CCTI. I mean, you can definitely call us at 773-779-2900. 773-779-2900. If you have any questions, you can email us and we'll get back to you as soon as possible, and we will definitely move forward. For those students who are returning, remember you have homework to turn in. You want to definitely turn your homework in a reasonable, fashionable time, so we can grade it and you can obtain your grade. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Turn your homework in, get credit. And we want to challenge you to take it serious. You know, we don't just want people to feel like they're not getting a quality education, but we want to invest in your destiny. We want to invest in your future. We want to invest in your life. We want you to reap the benefits and the fullness of what God desires to do in your life. We want you to be blessed beyond measure, and that is the whole goal of CCTI. So, students, turn your work in. Turn it in. And for those who are interested, once again, you're interested in CCTI or maybe interested in finding more information, again, email us. Email us at ccti.lamad@gmail.com or give us a call at the 773-779-2900. You can definitely do that and somebody will get back to you. Also, for students who didn't know, we've been doing tours all year. We've been doing from the community to the continent, or from the neighborhood to the nations. And so what that is, we have been taking tours to different countries. I had the pleasure of kicking off the tour this year. We went to India, and that was a wonderful spiritual awakening experience. And so the next tour that's coming up in a few weeks, from May 21st, I believe, to June 5th, we are going. It is the from Patmos to Paphos tour. So we will be going to Turkey, we will be going to Greece, and we will be going to Israel. We will be visiting the seven churches in the book of Revelation that is defined there. I'm also going to the Wailing Wall. I think there's going to be a conference there, a prayer conference there at the Wailing Wall. We'll be heading down to the River of Jordan. There may be some baptisms that will occur. Some individuals plan to renew their marital vows out there, and so that, you know, it's an exciting tour. We'll be hosting services and just doing different things out there in Jerusalem, in Turkey, in Greece. And so to prepare for that, for those who are going, we are encouraging individuals to kind of study the life of Jesus. Every place that he went, you want to read ahead so that you don't get old revelation, but you want to get new, fresh revelation. I can say when I went to India, one of the things that kept standing out, like every scripture that I encountered in my whole life just came alive at that moment. And so I'm saying the more you study the Word of God, when you get to see these places, you get to understand when Jesus makes a simple statement like, "Simon, I came into your house and you didn't even, you know, wash my feet, yet this woman, she washes my feet with her tears and dries it off with her hair." And I'm paraphrasing that scripture. But when you go to, you know, like I was in India and everybody's in sandals and it's very dusty and there's cows and pigs and animals walking over the street. It's, you know, it's just all over the place. And so as a result of that, you know, I can understand when Jesus said that. And, you know, you walk into people's houses and, you know, after you just came off of the street, there's all types of things out there. And most of the people are just barefooted. So it's just the culture. And, you know, it was just phenomenal. So, I understood when scriptures like that come alive. And so, you know, the best way to prepare for a gospel tour like that is to be in prayer. And not only be in prayer, but study your Bible daily. Study your word. Study it and study yourself approved so that the revelations can definitely come alive. And so that was one of my experiences. And I'm expecting another experience like this when I go to Jerusalem and Turkey and Greece. I just to speak and show different new revelations and insights so that I can be better. You know, I'm at a crossroad in my life, and the crossroad that I'm at is making a decision to, when I say go all out for the kingdom, but to be sold out. You know, I think every believer gets to that point where it's not that you didn't choose God, but when you're choosing him this time, it's not just that answering the call of salvation, but it's more of, all right, God, I devote every fiber of my being to you, every awakening hour to you, just every moment to you. And, you know, that's new. That was definitely a new experience that I encountered, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, and so at this crossroads, I just got to make that decision and go all out. It's so easy to get caught up with the cares of this world and with all the tragedy that's going on. And yet, we got to be mindful that there is still a God and continue to move forward. And that's what CCTI wants to do for individuals. It wants to prepare them, to get them not serious about, you know, just learning the Bible, but get them serious about understanding what God wants to do for them internally. And you and me. And so I've been a student of CCTI since day one. I go to the classes because they help. You know, I know some people got Bible studies on Wednesdays, and some people got Sunday school on Sundays. Or, you know, sometimes it's hard to get to those things for me. So whenever the church is open, I look forward for an opportunity, and I go. So if it's Monday, Tuesday, whenever I can get a word, that's what I do. And that's what CCTI, it definitely offers, that opportunity just for you to learn more about God, learn more about your place in his kingdom. And that's what it's definitely all about. And so keep us in prayer for those, keep us in prayer as individuals are going out to Israel, Turkey, and Greece, just to go on this tour. We're going to conclude that tour with, you know, Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday was, well, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday, and for others who don't know what Resurrection Sunday is, we celebrated Easter. You know, we want people to see this as a holiday, a holy day. And when I say that, I want to say, and please forgive me for the background noises and everything like that. I'm kind of multitasking as I'm on the radio as well. And so this is a holy day. And when I say a holy day, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Resurrection Sunday is when our Lord and Savior died, and then on the third day, the Bible records that he rose again from the dead, and our Savior rose. And that don't mean anything to people. Okay, Jesus rises. For some of us, we give Easter speeches or we show up to church, but the power of the resurrection doesn't really hit us until we just begin to dive in to what God is saying and what God is doing. And so the power of the resurrection, him rising from the dead, speaks so many volumes. It speaks so many messages Because the first thing you have to understand about his death was that it was ordained. God, it pleased God, and it needed to be done. All of that because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and the result of their sin resulted in us having to face the consequences. And the consequences, or the payment of that offense that we did to God, was death. And sadly to say, even though that would have been proper, our deaths would still not be enough to satisfy what was released when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And so we just would have been dead and lost. Dead and lost. Wow. But yet, here's this man who comes after his bride, or the body of Christ, and he stands in our gap, and he pays back the debt. The debt was death. He pays it, but not only did he pay it, he also gave God interest. And in him giving God interest by shedding his blood, and what we say, the seven places where Jesus shed his blood, where he shed blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. So he brought back our will, our ability to choose. Him choosing to, they say he drips sweats of blood. Him choosing at that moment, him choosing to go through the process of dying, earned so much respect. He won back our will. And now we can choose life and choose it more abundantly. The next place he also shed blood was his hands and feet. Him shedding blood, nails in his hands and feet, means that your hands are now blessed. Whatever you put your hands to, it's blessed. He won that back. Creative things that come out of your hand. You don't have to rob. You don't have to steal. You don't have to kill. You don't have to do acts of violence. He won that back with shedding blood there. And with our feet, wherever we go, we introduce the kingdom of heaven in that spot. Like right now, I'm at a location. The kingdom of heaven is just being released because I'm walking there. And the kingdom of God is in my heart. And when I walk into a place on this earth, the kingdom of heaven manifests everything that God says, his decrees, his orders, all of that gets released. That's wonderful. He was whipped, 39 stripes. He was whipped, scourged, however you want to look, flogged. And, blood was shed, which won back your healing. And not just won back your healing, but it won back wholeness if you believe it by faith. And so he shed blood there, and, the crown of thorns on his head. The Bible says the cares of this world tries to choke the world out. The cares of this world tries to infiltrate our minds. He won back our psychology. He won back, the Bible says, now bring every, and I'm cast down every imagination and high thought that, or high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the thought to the obedience of Christ. He won that back. The blood, when they put the crown of thorns on his head and blood dripped, it covered that. Man, that's wonderful. And let me see, I think I gave y'all seven. Oh, internal bleeding. So he was bruised for our iniquities. Those generational curses, those internal sins, the brokenheartedness. And then when he gave up the ghost, there was one more place he shed his blood at. They said that they poked his side with a spear, and out came blood, and out came water. He healed the broken heart. But the interesting thing about it that I love was that he was dead when they poked him. He was dead at that point. And, we now can live the Galatians 2:20, that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives within me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in him that gave himself up because he loved us. And I'm paraphrasing that in this Galatians 2:20. And so blood, when people are poking or stabbing you, or and not literally, I'm talking, I'm using that as a metaphor, when they're, just annoying and they're trying to get at you. Every time they poke you, what should come out of those pokes is blood and water to the things of this world, and then water, which says, even though you're doing that, what I'm going to allow is new life to be released unto you. So keep poking me, because it's going to change the very outset of your mindset. And so that shedding blood in seven areas was the appropriate sacrifice, and that was good enough. So when Christ died and God was allowed, when God unleashed his wrath on Christ and said, Satan, go ahead, do what you want, and everything, sickness, disease, stroke, heart attack, you name a thing, it happened right there at that cross, and God let it unleash on him. It was the appropriate sacrifice. And at the end of all of this, this is the part that's just so dope of a revelation. After it was released and he descended into hell, the only thing God can see in the midst of all of that was light. Because he lived such a righteous life, because he obeyed every law to a T, God had no other choice but to raise him from the dead, because no sin could be found in him. Oh, man, that's some shouting stuff right there. That's the type of stuff you get from CCTI. No sin can be found in him. He had no other choice but to, oh my gosh, to raise him up. And the only example I can come close to is that it's like if you think of a burning building, right? And it's ashes and smoke and it's dark. You see the flames and it's so hot and blazing that even a fireman can't go in there. And they just stand there and say, we got to wait till it burns down. And at the end of it's burning, and it didn't matter how long it took, when it's done and the smoke and the ashes have calmed down, and you see this light just shining. Man, that, you know, or you see a person coming forth out of that and hasn't been touched or scorched by it. And it's like, how did you survive all of that? And because they was protected. You know, it's that type of visual that no matter what happens, Christ paid the price, and that put a great smile on God's heart. So when he looks at you and I, he doesn't get angry with us, but he gets angry with sin. He gets angry with the fact that we have not come into the realization and the knowledge that he has brought us back. He has brought us back, and we belong to him. And some of us are living defeated lives because we just don't know that. And the devil is going to send up an illusion, or the enemy puts up tricks and blocks and carriers. Or your inner me, the inner you, is coming up with false ideas and lies because of what was placed in you from birth. And as a result of that, we live these defeated lives, but yet he still wants us to know that, no, I bought you with a price. It's kind of like how the artist was in the studio. The artist wrote the song. They play it on the radio. Some of us, we buy the album or we buy the CD. We buy it off of iTunes. Some of us copy it from somebody else or download it off of free sites, bootleg. And but yet, at the end of that, no matter how you obtain that song, it still belongs to the one who created it. You see what I mean? And that's the blessing of all of this. And that's what CCTI wants to do. It wants to awaken the disciple inside of you so that you can start rightly dividing the word of truth and rightly just going forth with all that God has for you. And so you definitely want to be a part. And that's what the Pentecost, the Pentecost tour is all about. And then we have one more tour. We are expected to return back to India with another group of individuals. This is with Archbishop Jacob Akapag of Agape International Ministries. And so we're going to return with him and kindly do some ministry and some works out there. And, you know, I'm looking forward. This is just a year where, you know, God is allowing me to tour and to see the world in a different light. And so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. It is a cost, and I'm not just talking financially. It is a cost spiritually. It's a cost emotionally. It is a cost physically. You know, you got to make sure your house is in order. If you have children, you have to make sure they are well taken care of. You got to make sure your business is straight. You know, it's all those things. There's a cost. So, you know, you have to prepare your household for it and those around you. And so definitely if you would like to donate to these tours, feel free to do so. It is April 17th of 2017. You can still donate, open donations. And you may want to just invest into the tours for the future. And so you have that option. You can donate, you can give, whatever you feel the Lord is allowing you to do, do it. You know, donate to the ministry. Like, I want to do it to home and foreign missions. I mean, you have options. You can always be a blessing. Right now, we are asking for handkerchiefs. So just something simple like that. You can go to Walmart, get some handkerchiefs, and you can donate it to the church. They're like, handkerchiefs? Well, the apostle has a vision for it. And so we're going to take the handkerchiefs, and I think we're gonna make a tallit, if I'm not mistaken. And so, you know, you can donate things just like that, finances. You might want to pay for somebody's passport. You might want to, if you want to pay for a passport, you can give money to a plane ticket. You can buy a plane ticket if you like. We are asking for toys. And there are specific requirements about toys. I think they said that the toys, if you were donating toys to the Israel trip, it couldn't be made in China. I don't know why the stipulation is there. I just know that's what was instructed from Israel. So you can donate toys. Just make sure it isn't from China. You know, your best bet, get an American toy if you're listening in America. And wherever you're at, just make sure it's not by China. So, I mean, there's ways you can give. You can be so creative. You might want to, there's people that may need rides to the airport or getting picked up. You might want to sell your time. You know, when we return home, like, yo, look, I got a van. I'll take all of y'all to the airport. I'll take those. You know, you can help. You just got to ask what's necessary. And, you know, the little boy, he brought 2 fish and 5 loaves. People were hungry. He brought his lunch. He gave it. And you know the rest of the story. For those who don't know, from 2 fish and 5 loaves, 5,000 people were fed. And on top of that, there were still baskets of food left over. So, you know, miracles happen when you just sow what is in your realm. The Bible tells us that we all have been given a certain amount of strength, and we should operate in the strength that God has given us. And so, you know, if you can't, what is that? Dr. Martin Luther King said, if you can't run, walk. You can't walk, crawl. But at the end of the day, just keep moving. That's what he said. Just keep moving. And so we definitely look forward to that. And we are so excited. So this is what CCTI does for the disciple. It wants us to be a disciple to his word. And you have the opportunity to be discipled by individuals who care about your destiny. CCTI is close to our apostles' heart. One of the biggest things she wants to do is make sure that you are getting the word. The word of God is free. And, of course, there is a financial cost to this. And well, why is there a cost? Well, the things in this world cost. Books, supplies. You want to bless the teachers. I mean, it's just one of those things. And we're not charging thousands of dollars If you want to donate twenties of thousands of dollars, please do that, so that we can be able to continue in the spirit of excellence. You know, there's equipment that has to be bought, you know, so that we can fine-tune it. And then there's people that make it get hired and to make the quality even better. Manpower, I mean, and you can volunteer. So, I mean, it's, there's so many ways you can barter. You know, if I do this, would you allow this? You just got to talk. You just got to ask. You just got to ask. Because we're not trying to pimp nobody for the Word of God. The Word of God is free. But in business, we have to be men. And as being men, we have to conduct business so that go forth. Other than that, the Word of God is going to always be free, and we're never going to withhold it. We're on Blog Talk. You know, people are just to listen in to what's happening in the classes. And so we're not trying to hide. Well, you know, they keep some of the information from. No, we not. We don't have to. We put it out on the radio. Now, for those who are sowing in, they're going to get a special blessing, not from us, but from the Holy Spirit. He's going to reveal some extra stuff to them just because of the faithfulness. You see, that's how it is. That's how it works. I don't make the rules. I just try to walk by what the Word of God says. And so, you know, he gave some 30, some 60, some 100 fold. He gave one talent. He gave another two. He gave another five. I don't get to determine what you get. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you give in, you get it back. And the Bible says it's pressed down, shaken together, running over. Even men will give into your bosom. So God wants to pour it all out. And we just ask that you develop an ear to hear. If you're not saved, you should ask yourself, why not? Get saved. Get saved. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart. He brought you back. And he has blessings and promises. And he has a plan for your life. And all you got to do is say yes. Will you have to give up some things? Let me say it this way. Yes, eventually you're going to have to give it up. And why are you going to have to give it up? He's not going to force it away. But the truth of the gospel is going to be so strong, you ain't going to have no other choice but to say, you know, I can't do that no more. You know what I mean? I mean, there's something, and think about it naturally. There were some things as a kid that you did that you just ain't doing now. And it's not that you can't do it. It's just that you've grown. Well, guess what? Spiritually, it works the same way. It works the same way. And so, you know, as it works the same way, you just realize, you know, there's some things I can't do. So, for example, if you cuss, you can plan to prepare that one day you won't be cussing anymore. You see, that's just the God's honest truth. If you rob, you can plan to expect that one day you just won't be robbing anymore. You know, it's just going to come off you. And that's, you're going to put off the old man, and you're going to put on the new, which is righteous and holy. You're just going to do it. That's the process. That's the price you pay, is allowing God to do what he does best, clean you up and make you and I into the image of his son. And that's what he looks forward to doing. So, you know, this is just a blessing. But it starts with CCTI, the Christian Counseling Training Institute. I guess I got one more announcement. I believe beginning on the 24th, and that will be next week, Unit 3 will begin. Unit 3 will begin. Let me stop being ignorant. Unit 3 will begin on the 24th, so we moved it ahead a week. People thought it was a mistake. Let me make this disclaimer. It wasn't a mistake. We didn't mix the days up. We knew exactly what we were doing. We were attempting to give people a longer break over the summer, but since they wanted the break early, you know what that means now. Yeah, y'all going to bite yourself when you return back to class. It wasn't a mistake. We were just going to keep going. You know, it's like you take exams and you come back and you continue. And this way people can play catch up with what's necessary. Let me make sure everything is coming clear. Okay, everything's coming clear. I'm sorry, every now and then I just got to do phone equipment checks, make sure everything is still operable. Okay. So those are just some of the things that's going on. Unit 3 will convene. It will conclude at May 23rd. Stick it to 6 weeks. And the disclaimer is for the students who are returning, it's going to be the 5 weeks of classes, the last class. There will be nobody on site because some of us will be pulling out to Israel. But there will be class by Blog Talk Radio. So you'll listen in. There'll be a group discussion. Overseer Thornton will be in charge. And so she'll be answering any questions and trying to help you get to the place where you need to be. All test exams and all homework, I believe, can only be turned in at the end of Unit 3 by email or mail. If you use the United States Postal Service or if you're international, your postal service, your country's postal service, it must be postmarked by June 1st. If you're using the United Postal Service or the Postal Service, it must be postmarked by June 1st. And you can email. You can go to the website of Laborers-for-Christ, and laborers has a U in it because you are a laborer, Laborers-for-Christ.org. And you can tap on the CCTI tab, or you can just go to contact us and you'll see the mailing address. If you scroll down to the bottom of that page, the mailing address is there. It's a P.O. box. I believe it's 2081 Matson, Illinois. That's P.O. box 2081 Matson, Illinois. If I'm getting that wrong, please, once again, go to the website and, you know, research it or call and we can tell you what it is. But it must be postmarked by June 1st. For those who are emailing their homework and their tests, your homework must be in, I believe, no later. It has to be on June 1st, no later than 8 o'clock p.m. Let me say it again. June 1st, no later than 8 o'clock p.m. It must be in no later than 8 o'clock p.m. Students, if you turn it in at 8:01, you automatically, it will be deleted. It will say, we didn't get it. Because remember, on your email, there's a time. And so, at that moment, we will delete and say, it didn't come in. It didn't come in. All that work, it didn't come in. And so, it must be in our email box at ccti.lamad@gmail.com no later than 8 o'clock p.m. All right? I mean, there's nothing else to say. Turn it in 8:01. You know what happened. You might as well forget it. And so we hope you stick to the honor code and abide by that. And so, I think I covered all those wonderful announcements and things of that nature. There's definitely some callers on the line. If there's any questions at this moment, I'd be happy to take them. If there are no questions, that's fine, too. Once again, we just want to make ourselves available. So you don't have to feel like you got to hang up. you don't. We just want to make sure that we are answering questions. If you have any concerns. Oh, one other thing. I'm sorry. Please also email us your perspective. You are a student, and you've been going through Unit 1, Unit 2 of the Pastoral and the Biblical Studies program. Email us your feedback. Tell us what you think. Tell us how you feel. Tell us where you feel the program is hurting, what lacks, what needs to be done. We are so interested to hear that so that we know how to improve. You know, criticism is good. It gives us an idea of where we need to improve, where we need to, you know, change, you know, correct. If we don't know, you know, we just continue in our life. Now, I'm a clinical psychologist by vocation. And in my experience, there are people that have been in therapy. And, you know, when they come to me, they said, I've been in therapy, but it wasn't a good match. The first thing I asked, and I always ask this, did you tell the therapist that? Did you question the therapist about his techniques or her techniques? Did you question anything about the process? And the likely answer is no. My next question is, why not? Well, they seem like they didn't want to be bothered. Remember, you're paying for services. And so you have to question the therapist, because a good therapist is intimidated by your questions. A good therapist will definitely be like, oh, my gosh, let me see what we need to do to make this better. If the therapist is talking with you and he or she knows that it's not working, then at that moment, both of y'all are going to make a decision to say this just isn't working, and he or she can then find a therapist that may work for you. I use that example to say this. Give us the criticism, you know, critique. Give us your observation. We know people are just trying to be slanderous and mean. We know how to discern that, and we ain't worried about that. But give us your honest feedback, because we want to make it better. We want students to get the richness, the fullness out of it, you know. And if you want to review anything on Blog Talk, you can do so by going to the on-demand episodes. That's our archive. And not only can you review what's been happening from day one of CCTI, but there's other programs on the station. There's programs like, the Freedom Clinic. There's also programs, the Freedom Clinic, that is on every second Saturday of the month. Every second Saturday of each month, we take a different topic. The last topic that was discussed was by our Pastor Linda Barnes, who talked about switch addictions, meaning people are delivered from one addiction, but their deliverance is contingent upon the fact that they switch to another one. So a person stops smoking, but now they're addicted to candy, you know, or they're addicted to lollipops, or they stop drinking and they go to marijuana, they go to something safe, they stop, you know, they're not having sex anymore, they're addicted to porn, they're addicted to, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, you switch addictions. And so, you know, you can review that. Every second Saturday, we have a clinic, a freedom clinic, a healing clinic, and it's for those who want to maintain their freedom. Now, one of the biggest things we're also big on is a sexual relational healing retreat. That's going to occur in 2018, November of 2018. So this year, we are finished. The Freedom Clinics are preludes, if you will, to the sexual relational healing retreat that takes place. And we do those so to let people know that these are more intimate. You can ask questions. It's more school-like. But we definitely want you to know we are here for you, because it's our duty to edify the saints and do the work of the ministry, you know, and edify the body of Christ. And so that's what we want to do. We want to perfect the saints. And so this is what it looks like. Freedom clinics every second Saturday. There's no registration. It's free. It's free. And if you're not sure what the Freedom Clinic is about, you can go to the On Demand and look up Freedom Clinic. Just scroll down. It's like it's so many. If you like, it's so many shows. It's hard to find it. Trust me, it's not hard to find. You go to your calendar, it's Saturday, and you just scroll until you find that date. And in the topic heading, I put Freedom Clinic. So it says Freedom Clinic there. You should be able to find it. It doesn't say Freedom Clinic. It says Healing Clinic. Either way, it is on the second Saturday of each month. Some shows were at 10:30. I think this year we started at 10. Last year, in 2016, we was at, I think it, we kicked in about 10:30, but this year it has been starting at 10. And we also have what's the other thing? We have two other stations with Blog Talk Radio. This station that you're listening to now is blogtalkradio.com, LFC-WordLifeCenter. And another station is blogtalkradio.com/laborers, with a U again, LABOURES, Laborers for Christ Ministries. Laborers for Christ Ministries. That's another station that we have. And that's a different host number to call in. But once again, you can find it here. And they have teachings on there, like the Word from the Word. Words from the Word, or Word from the Word, you know. And that's what Overseer Paulette Thornton, and she's on the radio station every Friday. Every Friday. And if you want more information, remember, you can call 773-779-2900, and you can find out information. Now, another way you can get information about this ministry and everything that we're doing, and including CCTI, is you can be a part of the email list, our email listing. So what you can do for CCTI, you can email our email address at cctilamad@gmail.com or cctilamad@gmail.com. And what you can do at that moment is say, I would like to get on the Laborers for Christ email listing. And then we'll forward your email to the correct person, and they will add you to the list. And then they put out a monthly email, a newsletter that has thing that is going on in Laborers for Christ, everything that's going on in Laborers for Christ. If you're traveling, we also have churches, and we have ministries, churches in Vegas. That's what Overseer and Pastor Poston. We also have a ministry branch out in Seattle, Washington, or Tacoma, Washington. That's with Pastor Hooks and his wife, Lady Jen. Big shout out. They're also expecting, so we're excited about the man of God that will be entering this earth. We also have ministry branches in Florida, Orlando. There's also a ministry branch in Virginia. In Virginia, we got a ministry branch in South Carolina and Georgia. We got a ministry branch in Ohio, Cleveland, and Toledo. We got a ministry branch. And then we're planning some other way. We even got branches overseas. There's branches in India, I believe Philippines, Africa. We didn't get to China yet, but we're working on it. So there's ministry branches all over, or ministries that we are affiliated with that are just doing some awesome things for God and They know who we are, and you can definitely be a part of that. Once again, for more information, you can definitely give us a call at 773-779-2900 and get that information about where branches are at. Our website is in reconstruction at this moment. So we are, you might go there and you may look at it and say, hey, this information doesn't seem current. And some of that may be true and some of it may not. Right now, we are looking for a, what you call it? I forgot what they call them, but they're like in charge of doing websites and things like that. Well, not websites, but I can't remember the name right now. It's slipping my mind. But we are definitely looking for a individuals who may know somebody who knows things about websites, and you can give us a call, and we'll definitely go from there. So we are a ministry on the move, and so the most current information outside of the website will always be you call us or you get the emails. And that will always be the most current and the quickest way to get what you are looking for. All right, so I'm definitely excited, and there's some callers on, and so I'm going to open up the lines if there's a question. If you have a question for me, please feel free to ask. You'll hear a thing that says unmuted. So if you feel that you want to say something, let us know. If not, it is definitely okay, because that's just what we do. Remember, CCTI will reconvene next week. The classes will kick back in. And also, if you register, you also get to see the class visually. So there is a specific Facebook group that is, you know, where they can see it live and ask questions. And so I'm definitely encouraging you to be a part of what God is doing in this season of our lives. Whew. What was the other thing? Okay, I think that covers about everything. That covers everything. Anything that's on my heart, once again, the lines are open. If there's something you want to chime in or ask, definitely feel free to do so. We are here, and we are definitely excited. Okay. If not, well, that's all that I have at this moment. Once again, I thank you for tuning in. And you can always play this back. And if not, you enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we will see you at 6:30 Central Standard Time here at Blog Talk, or 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions, you can email us. If you have any concerns, you can tune in, give us a call. Let us know how we're doing. Once again, we always want to go in a spirit of excellence. So we love you. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen? All right. Well, good night, individuals. We love you. I thank you for tuning in, and I hope to hear from you real soon. Be blessed. Oh, before I go, just one other thing. I don't know if some people have seen on the news.
Or Facebook. But there was an older gentleman who was killed by a 37-year-old man who they believe has snapped. And he had reported that he had killed 14 or 15 people. He is still at large. They say he's driving a white Ford, and his name is Steve Stevens or something like that. I mean, I know you've seen it plastered. I think it caught some people by surprise. because he was very calm. He was very collected. It just seemed like, wait, is he joking or did he really do it? But he had face-lagged it, and if it was him who pulled the trigger, he pulled the trigger on a 74, an innocent bystander, just a gentleman walking home, and he's trying to blame a young lady named Joy Lane and his mother on why he is the way he is. And so how do we address that? Well, one, we ask you to go in prayer that God's will be done, that the voice of the enemy will be silenced on this gentleman's hearing, that he turns himself in. It's really tragic of what happened. I've seen the video. As a psychologist, it becomes a psychological study. Like, oh my God, what happened? You know, what snapped? We believe that most people are at the verge of snapping. We believe that. It's just finding that one situation, that one incident that just kind of pushes you over the edge. Other than that, we come to find out that, you know, people are hurting. And when we see that, you know, what is the response of the believer? Lord, we're not, the believer should never be caught off guard. The believer should never be caught off guard because, remember, sin has entered the world based off of what Adam and Eve did. And so the devil has permission to do that, which is why Christ won back the authority. He won it back. But if you don't know that, then it persists. And so, you know, they have put a red alert out. And what we are asking for believers to do is in your prayers, pray for this gentleman, Steve Stevens, I believe. Pray for him that he comes to himself and turns himself in and not inflict harm on anybody else. You know, pray that justice will be served. He'll have to pay the price of his behavior, and just pray for the family that lost their loved one, because that's, you know, you have to think about it from the perspective of what if it was you, you know, what if it was someone that you knew, and we have to see each other as brothers and sisters, and you know, we grieve with those who grieve, we laugh with those who laugh, and that's according to Romans 12, and so. We want to definitely share that news, and we just pray that it really comes to an end. I mean, you know, the Bible told us that in the last days you'll see these things. I want to find an easy read version type of a Bible, and let me read something to you guys. But I just been seeing it, and I you know, I don't want to say it's hard to believe. It's just like, oh my Lord, what do we do? It's you know, people are different now, you know, and that's the best way to say it. People are so different now, and you know, Jesus made it very plain to us that in the last day, the love of men will wax cold, and so. You know, people are becoming cold-hearted. They don't have the gospel within them. And as a result of that, you know, they are, I've been seeing videos of young people fighting and young people, they're doing moves that I saw on video games. And it's like, what in the world where did you get that from? You know, and it's, you know, And yet they're doing it. They just don't care. They want to hurt. People are out for blood. You know, people are being bullied, and they're just tired of being pent up. And so let me just read. This is the signs of the end of the times. This is Luke 21, and I'm starting at verse 5.
So some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." Teacher, they asked. Teacher, they asked, "When will these things happen? What will be the sign that they are about to take place?" Jesus replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is,' do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourself, for I will give you words and wisdom, and none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." Okay? "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out. Let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against his people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the moon, the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." He told them this parable, "And all the trees, when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." Okay, and that was Luke 21, and I started at the fifth verse. And so, you know, I was listening and reading that,
And I just started thinking when President Trump sent the missile out and, you know, North Korea is in a process at this moment of trying to send off missiles. You know, there's, you know, different versions says there'll be wars and rumors of wars. And so we are in the time, according to this Luke 21, we are in a time that says nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. We are actually in a time where there will be great earthquakes. We are in a time of famines. We are in a time of pestilences in various places and fearful events and great signs from the heaven. Now, you're going to say, well, what do you mean? Well, there was a – I remember when I was – I used to live in New York, and I think I was about – maybe about 11 or 12, but there was an earthquake in New York. Now, New York is built on a rock, a mountain, a rock, and there was an earthquake. And I think a couple of years ago in Virginia, there was an earthquake out here, and it reached as far as Illinois, as far as New York, and as far as Florida. So there's earthquakes that's just happening. NASA and a lot of scientists are now saying that they are predicting an earthquake that's going to hit California, and it's going to be so devastating that it's actually going to separate California from the United States. It's going to rip the country apart. I don't know if you saw the movie. I think it was San Andreas with what's his name? Is Chris? Not Chris Rock. The Rock. What's his? Oh gosh, I can't remember his name right now. But The Rock, the wrestler, Dwayne. Dwayne. I can't remember his name. But The Rock. I'm gonna just call him The Rock. And he starred in that movie called Saint Andreas, where there was that earth. I don't know if you remember the movie Deep Impact, when there was a meteor that just hit the earth, and there was no way to escape it. So, you know, these things are kind of it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And, you know, I was listening to that, you know, famines, you know, people are starving. And not just people, there's famines in various places. There's so many diseases that are just arising, pestilences. That's what that is. Diseases and infections, cancers, it's running rampant. It's like, what is happening? It's like, where is it coming from? I know people who are getting cancer, and it's like, how? You know. Then there's rumors about, you know, there's the government's trying to drug people through vaccines. You just don't know. The foods that we eat, you know, I know everybody's on a health kick. I always challenge individuals who are like, you know, you got to eat healthy. You know, I don't eat meat. I eat vegetables. And, you know, I'm a biomedical major, and I understand something about vegetables. Growing up, there were certain vegetables that you can only get, fruits and vegetables you can get in certain seasons. Like, you wasn't able to get watermelons. Like every month. You can only get watermelons like in the summer. And now they got fruit that does not have seeds in them. You have seedless fruits. Explain to me how that's happening. Well, biomedical major, I know that people can genetically alter the fruits. So you don't really know what you're eating. That's just the God's honest truth. And so my way around that is just praying. I pray. I do what 1 Timothy chapter 4 says. Whatever's given in thanks and you bless, you just take it. It won't harm you. You know, I do what Mark 16 says. You won't, you know, if you're a believer, if you drink something, it won't hurt you. You know, I gotta believe the word now, because there's no escape. Fruit isn't, you know, made the way it is. The soil isn't even good. They have altered soil. I mean, you got landfills. You got, they created garbage cans that can take your garbage and create soil out of it. So I'm, and you know all the chemicals that's in stuff. I mean, there was a piece of fruit left on my. I have babies in my house, and I gave them a piece of cantaloupe. I found the cantaloupe in the office area in the corner of our house, and it's just it was molded. It was so molded, it welded with one of their toys. It meshed it with one of their toys. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this can leave bugs. There was no bugs around this fruit. And I could not for heaven understand why. But then I realized, you know, they put so many pesticides inside of the fruit. It's part of the fruit DNA now. They just don't spray it. They genetically put it in so it doesn't give off that the smell that attracts animals and bugs anymore. So, I mean, so either way, you just don't know, you know, what you're eating. You really just don't know. It's in another video, and I think it was in one of the Asian companies, the guy was feeding the machine plastic bags, and out of the plastic bags came rice. And so, I mean, so once again, you got to pray about everything. Pray without ceasing. You just don't know. And these are the times that we live in. People are trying to cut corners. They don't have enough food to feed the world because the world is rapidly growing. And so they have to do things to alter. They put antibiotics and hormones inside of milk and all types of things. So that it can mass produce. They pump chickens with hormones and juices to make them bigger and plump. I mean, you know, these are the sign of the times, and you know, that's the only thing I can say. So famines, pestilences in various places, fearful events. Young girls are being abducted. I mean, they're just being abducted. And it's like, what is happening? And nobody's seeing anything. More recently in Toledo, two pastors, and we got to pray for them, two pastors were sex trafficking girls. They're pastors. If you can't even trust the men and women of God, who can you trust? You see what I mean? And so, you know, and great signs from the heaven. We had a red, we just had four blood moons in 2016 where the moon turned red. April 11th, they had a pink moon. the sun is shining brighter than it has ever done before. You know, it's unbelievable. You see what I mean? So there's just signs in the heavens. Things are just happening. New galaxies are opening up. And you know, NASA can't even explain it. You see what I mean? All of these things are happening. And so this is the time that we are in. You know, Jesus said before that was going to happen, verse 12, he said, but they'll persecute you. You know, their hands were over. I think we have passed that already. And so what you are looking for now is you have to put your eyes on Israel. Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. And so you can take that literally. You can take that figuratively. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is literally you want to look for armies surrounding Israel, Jerusalem. Or figuratively, you want to watch how the other continents and countries are stationing themselves around Jerusalem. You just want to watch it. When you start seeing America putting the embassy around or in Israel, or if Russia is moving close, or China is building close, you just want to watch as the armies are coming around, and you know, you just want to look for those things. You know, the desolation is near. People are going to start running to the mountains. You just want to watch CNN, watch TV News One with Roland Martin. You want to watch that. You know, you want to pay attention to just what's happening in the world. You have a responsibility to know, and I'm going to show you why later in this scripture. It says,
But Jesus said, for this is the time, punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. It has to happen.
We have to pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel because God set up a covenant with Abraham. And so God's heart is going to always be in Jerusalem, no matter what we say. He has an obligation based off a covenant he's established with Abraham. And so you want to definitely just pay attention to that. And he says also, you want to look in the sun, moon, and stars. Look in the sky at night. You know, you just want to see, like, different, you'll see different signs. You'll hear NASA saying there's new planets forming. There's another planet that is as big as this world that they saw in a satellite that they say is so many light years away. We have not broke the light barrier yet. We don't travel at the speed of light, but we have broken the sound barrier, and man is trying to move faster than the speed of light. If that happens, and I doubt if that ever happens, we'll be moving as fast as God moves. That's his speed. And the only way that's going to happen is when we are caught up or we are with him. That's the only way we're going to be moving at the speed of light. Other than that, man seeks to, mimic that, you know, that Tower of Babel, if you will. They want to get to a point where they can move to the speed of light. They're trying to move to Mars. They're looking for a group of individuals to go to Mars. The only catch is you can't come back. But, you know, once you build life out there, it starts a new population, and you grow, and then you want to move to other planets. So, you see, we want to expand. That's the whole point I'm making. You're going to see these signs. You're going to hear it. And yeah, he says also that, you know, there will be great distress in the land. You know, he says, you know, people will be in anguish. They'll be perplexed. You know, you're going to see tsunamis, or it says the tossing of the sea, roaring. You're going to see rips. You're going to see these things in the water. Things are just changing. Tsunamis are coming on land. You're going to see people faint from terror. They're apprehensive. Their hearts are failing. Heavenly body shaking. You're going to see these signs, you know. But check this out. This is the part that encouraged me. It says when you see these things, don't worry. He says don't even worry about it. He says just know that the end is coming. And look at the parable he gave. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know the kingdom of God is near. So he's saying the kingdom of God is near. But this was the revelation that he released and shared. Now, this is the part that had me tripping. He said, truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. And heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And it's like, oh my gosh, so we have to see this. We're going to see these things happening. But we can rejoice. And look what he tells us. He says, be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and anxieties of life. People are trying to drink away their problems. They are substance abusing. The anxieties of life is occurring. People are just anxious and nervous, which is why they're just going out killing. He says, be careful. You have to be careful or be watchful. You have to be mindful. He wants you to be sober in your thinking. He says, or if you're not careful, then your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. But check out his remedy. This is what we ought to be doing as believers. He says in verse 36, be always on the watch, which means you got to watch for the signs of the time. You got to watch. You don't have to be afraid. If you're steadfast in Christ, if you know that you have given your life to him, and you are allowing Holy Spirit to lead you in all truth, you and I both know that the road is straight and narrow. There's no shortcuts. You walk the path or you don't. That's the bottom line. But he says, be on the watch. So you got to keep your eyes open. You got to pay attention to what's happening. Not only that, he says, and pray. So you have to watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. So our exit out of this is not only watching, but praying. When you pray, God can release to you the secrets that are in his heart. And he will tell you, don't do that. Don't go there. Avoid this. Escape that. You know what I mean? He's going to do that, you know. So you watch, and then you pray. That's why the Bible says pray without ceasing. Because when you're going to pray, he's going to reveal to you. He's going to protect you. Just like when Jesus was born, Herod was sending out his army to kill every child under 2 years of age. You know, the angel woke Joseph up at night and said, yo, get out of here and go to Egypt. You know, go hide is what he was telling them. It's not safe right now. God will allow you to escape the pestilence, the wars, the famine, the anxieties of life. He has given us the out. We just got to do it. Watch. And we got to definitely get into a habit of praying so that we will be able to escape all that is about to happen and that we will be able to stand before him. That's how we rejoice. And I definitely give a big amen and a shout out to that. So once again, lovely people, I love you. You should tune in next week. CCTI will reconvene. Remember, CCTI is a Bible-based institution that combines techniques and principles of teaching, counseling, deliverance, and spiritual warfare, discipleship, because we want to prepare the body of Christ to minister to the nations. Unit 3 that begins next week of the Pastoral Studies track continues to help. It will continue to help individuals expand their paradigms of those who watch over a flock or fill a call to the pastorate. Classes are held on Monday evenings from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. There are 5 units in this pastoral studies track, and this is the 3rd unit, and it will go from April 24th to May 22nd of 2017. And it will cover the classes that are coming up next are Pastoring Outside of the Four Walls, Principles of Planning, Growth, and Development, and Pastoring in an Ecumenical Environment Within an Apostolic Culture. For new students, registration for the Pastoral Studies track, which includes application fee, tuition, graduation, is $575. If you want to sit in the classes. At this moment, if you are coming in as a new student at Unit 3, you have to play catch-up, which means you'll have to listen to Unit 1, and you would have to listen to all of Unit 2. You would have to turn in everything that has been shared and taught. You have to turn it in. That's the only way you'll get credit for it. If you're trying to meet this graduation, that stuff will have to be done. You'll have to listen to it and turn in the work. You'll have to be diligent with it. Other than that, you probably, I'm not going to tell you to wait the next go-round, but you just got to be mindful that you got to put that type of work in. You know, it's not that we don't want to grade on a curve, but, you know, the world, you know, they don't have a hard time failing you. They don't have a hard time, you know, keeping up a standard. We want to keep a standard in the kingdom of God because we want you to be well-equipped. We don't need watered-down saints. We need saints who are solid in their souls, who have made their calling and their election sure. That's the type of culture we are producing. And so, you know, if you have any questions, the first unit was January 16th through February 20. Unit 2 was March 6th to April 10th, which concluded last week. And next week starts the 24th. Okay, you would have to complete those independently. If you would like more information,
about this track or any of other programs that CCTI offers, you can call the office at 773-779-2900 or email us at ccti.lamad@gmail.com. Be blessed. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.